it's time now to talk boxing with a man who is going to be all over your screens for the next 7 days and possibly a lot longer after that. Next Saturday night at the O2 in London, he will share a ring with Anthony Joshua. We say a very good morning to Dillian White. Good morning, Dillian.
Good morning, Phil. And not possibly, I will be all over the screens for the next 10 years or so, hopefully, God willing.
Do you know what? That's what we're hoping, Dillian. You've been on the show before, you've been on the station before, and you know that we, and me in particular, have championed your cause. Now, you are straight off a plane. Whereabouts have you been?
I've been in Austria training alongside Vladimir, and I finished up in Dusseldorf the last 2 weeks in Dusseldorf, so I've been in Germany last year.
Fantastic. And were you there last weekend for the Klitschko-Fury fight?
Yeah, I was there.
Two fighters that you know well. I think you trained with both of them over the years, haven't you? And did you see that coming? Were you expecting that?
Well, you know, it's heavyweight boxing, man. Nothing surprising me in heavyweight boxing. You know, it's a sport like none other, heavyweight boxing.
Definitely.
When the big guys is in the ring, anything is possible. Anything.
Now, looking ahead to next week, you say anything is possible. There's not a lot of people giving the fight to you next weekend. I think everyone, most people, when you look on social media, you look in the printed press, you listen to the radio, people are saying that it's going to be a Joshua victory. How are you going to change that, Dillian?
Well, I'll change it by going out there, and obviously I'm putting my game plan that I've written in place, and the self-belief I have in myself and my strengths and the strategy that me and my coach work on, and you know, and just go out there and prove everybody wrong. You know, in sport, there's always an underdog and there's always a favourite. So, to me, it's no surprise.
Definitely. Now, I've watched your career progress from quite a few years ago now, back on the Frank Maloney shows, back when Frank was a chap and promoting boxing, of course. Things are slightly different nowadays. Back then, you were a real sort of a raw talent, but you just bulldozed everything in front of you. And what changes has your new trainer, Jonathan Banks, made to the way that you're working in the ring?
He just made a couple of changes to a few things because, you know, like you said, from the first time we started working together, I got all the ingredients. I just got to do the sound, blend it together, just got to blend it together the best I can to make the perfect cake, you know?
Absolutely.
So I've got all the ingredients to make a star cake. I just got to blend it all together at the right time. Bring it all in at the right time and you know, and I'll be good.
That's what it's all about. Now, we see in boxing a lot of times where fights get hyped up, they get built up and rivalries get built up. I was watching The Gloves Are Off on Sky Sports this week, yourself and Anthony Joshua. There's genuine bad blood there, and I actually heard a story that the pair had to be separated by security. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, Anthony likes to give it, but you know he likes to give it. But when you actually stick it on him, then it's a whole different story. But you know, like I said to him, is don't worry. In a couple of days, we have enough time. We have 48 minutes to spend with each other in a small space. So you know, we'll get it on and sort it out in. Next Saturday coming.
That's right. Now, Anthony Joshua, so far, he's banged everyone out of there. Let's not flower this up. He's done a real demolition job on everyone they've put in front of him.
Yeah.
What can you do to make that difference? What can you physically do in that ring next Saturday night to stop Anthony Joshua doing what he wants to do and to do what Dillian White wants to do?
The difference between me and everybody that he fought, they haven't had a lot of ambition. They all old men. They all had over 15 losses on their record. They all had over 15 or 10 losses on their record. This is what me and them is. I'm young. I'm hungry. There's no loss and no blemish in America. I've lost as an amateur, or as a pro since I've been boxing. And you know, it's somebody who I've beaten before. Even though it was a couple of years ago, but I still beating him, and he still have mental scars from fighting me, which I hear from people very close to him. He still have a lot of mental scars from fighting me back then. I know now he tried to play it down, I saw that was years ago, I'm a new man now and all that other crap, but you know as well as I do, if you live in a house and you have a low ceiling, every time you bang your head on that ceiling, if you live there for the next 100 years, every time you walk to where the ceiling is, you're gonna automatically bob, or you're gonna automatically think, oh man, let me watch outside and bang my head. So he knows that I carry power, and he knows that I can knock him off his feet with either my left arm or right hand at any point. So, you know.
It's what it's all about, Dillian, isn't it? So come on then, before I let you go, Dillian, I've got to get a prediction for you. How will the fight end?
The fight will end with me being the winner. You know, whether it's by knockout or points or whatever, I'll do what I must do to secure the victory.